For over two decades, the Unitarian Church on St. Stephen's Green in Dublin has held a special service every Good Friday to commemorate all those who have died in the Northern Ireland conflict since 1968. Some 3,600 men, women and children lost their lives during the conflict. But now the managing committee at the church has decided that since there have been no deaths caused by political violence in Northern Ireland for the past 5 years, the 2024 Good Friday service will be the last of its kind. Reverend Bridget Spain from the Unitarian Church in Dublin joins us now. Reverend, why are you ending this special Good Friday service?
Good morning. Well, we are ending it because we've done it for 22 occasions. We missed 2 years during COVID. But with the establishment of the institutions, we feel now is the time to do it, and there has been peace and no killings in recent years.
Explain to us how the service works.
The service begins at 12 o'clock and we light a candle, and then over 3 hours, 3 hours 15, 3 hours 20 minutes, a group of about 20 volunteers just read the names of everyone killed in conflict in Northern Ireland. There is no comment made. Everyone gets the same treatment. And members of the congregation read. Sometimes people visit politicians or somebody like that will come in and read. But everyone, without exception, finds it emotional, because when you read a name, you realise that that was a life taken.
What has been the most emotional part of this for you?
Personally, in 2019, I was getting up Good Friday, turned on Morning Ireland, and I heard that Lyra McKee, a young woman, a journalist, doing her job, on the cusp of getting married to her partner and just ready for life, was just shot. And it was a beautiful day, and I was thinking, you know, as people are getting ready for Easter and nature is bursting out of the earth, her partner and family were arranging a funeral. And what was the point of it?
Finally, Reverend, if people can't attend the service, they can watch it online. Where can they watch it?
If you go to our website and just click on web camera, you will see it.
Reverend Bridget Spain, thanks for joining us this morning.